Meanwhile, let's welcome Jeff Nixon. He's the golf pro at Stony Brook, friend of the program here. Also, you can hear him every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 with Andy Scott with Play Golf Southwest Florida, and he is in Augusta. Welcome. How are you, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff.
I'm doing great, man. Doing
good. Great. Were you just partaking in the par three?
We were there. We spent more time on the range today, but we took a little bit of the par three in.
Yeah.
Sure.
Very nice. Looked like a nice following around Jack and Gary and Tom today. I don't know if you were part of that crowd, but looked like a lot of fun.
We saw Mr. Watson on the driving range. He looked great. I swear he could win the tournament.
Yeah, not bad.
Hey, do you juggle like Rory McIlroy does? Meditation, I guess we all do that. But do you juggle before you play?
Yeah, he said he juggles before matches now.
Yeah, I tried juggling once. I had a third-degree concussion afterwards, so I give it up.
What were you juggling, bowling balls? So, hey, we were just talking about Chris and his setup, because he's going to be joining you out there tonight. And what's your setup? You got a house rented? You in a hotel? What's your drill up there in Augusta?
Yeah, we did Airbnb. We rented a house from a nice family in Evans, Georgia. There's going to be a total of six of us there tonight. So, we split that up, and it's just the best way to go because we stay in the hotel Saturday night coming up for drive, chip, and putt.
Yeah.
And it cost $179 that night. The next night it was $748.
Oh, wow. My God.
Wow, that's steep. Do you go every year?
I try to. I've been lucky enough to be going since 1980.
Wow.
I lived in Louisville, Georgia when I was a kid, and my dad was. We get practice round tickets for like $6.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He's been taking me ever since. And then when I become a PGA member, that's part of our privilege as PGA members. We get to come to this.
Yeah.
Well, wow, so awesome.
So, again, you know, the atmosphere up there, what's it like? The weather hopefully will cooperate. I don't know. Looks like a shaky forecast. But overall, what's your thoughts on the atmosphere, the buzz around this year's Masters?
Oh, I think it's going to be a great Masters. You've seen all the best players in the world. Their games look to be coming together. I have watched Brooks Koepka pretty intently on the range with Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas. I mean, they're all really grinding hard, getting ready. And actually, a good Koepka story from the day, he hit one in the water on 16 and then threw another ball down and knocked it in for a three. So
Wow. That's pretty good. Hey, wow. How about him? There's a story out that apparently he went all extreme and has lost 30 pounds. He's probably getting ready for a photo shoot for the ESPN body issue, and he's been criticized for it here in the prime of his career, making a major alteration to his body like this. He was doing 1,800 calories a day and working out. How did he look to you? Did he look a little thinner, or is this story kind of just one of those?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Things blown out of proportion.
He did look a little smaller, for sure. I mean, as a matter of fact, my buddy Ozzie, the head pro at Harris Palms, happened to say, he didn't look that big to me. Mm. So he's looking a little smaller.
Now, in your opinion, is that a risky vanity kind of thing to do in the peak of your career?
It is risky. I mean, look at Craig Stadler, lost like 40, 50 pounds and, you know, in when he was in his mid-30s, and he went through like a two-year slump afterwards. So it's kind of, you know, like, changing and altering weight can change a golf game. That's what I've been telling people for years, you know. I like to stay, you know, around 260, 270. I don't want to lose weight.
Got to keep that driver strong, man.
Hey, Jeff, let me ask you, you know, not just at Augusta, but locally as well, how the new rules, what's the impact of new rules, people liking them, hating them, flag in, flag out, you can double hit now out of, you know, your the trap. I mean, overall, what's the reaction amongst all the golfers that you've come in contact with?
Yeah, a lot of mixed reactions. The club players, it really hasn't affected that much. You know, when we're going to see the biggest thing, I think, is for us, is this summer in junior golf. Mm-hmm. These kids are going to call, like, wrong drops on one another. And you know, the flagstick thing, they say it speeds up play, but then you got one guy who wants it in, the next guy doesn't want it in. It's just hard to say. Like, I don't really think that they've made any significant difference between the speed of play and the drop thing, I think is a little ridiculous. I mean, to penalize somebody from dropping from your shoulder instead of your knee,
Yeah. It
doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't. I, however, would keep the stick in because it acts like a basketball backboard for my hot putts that come in a little fast. Yeah, you know, slow it down.
Well,
I played with one guy this year at my place and hit the pin about 34. It wasn't like he's a good putt, a good player. Hit the pin twice, it bounced back, did not go in. And, had a 3-4 inch putt afterwards, but it's supposed to be a 33% chance to increase your odds. But who the hell knows, right? I mean, who knows? Depends where you are.
Yeah, you know, DeChambeau's convinced that he's going to do that in every event except the U.S. Open because the flag stick is made of a different composite for the U.S. Open.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, that's breaking
that.
It down. Is it harder and will ricochet more, or is it more circular?
That's what he's saying.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Mm. Talking with Jeff Nixon from Stony Brook, our golf pro and, of course, our host here on Sunday mornings, Play Golf Southwest Florida. The thing we've been noticing about Tiger Woods during his comeback here is he seems to start out slow. And in fact, if you look at his history at the Masters as well, he doesn't tear it up on round one. But I think that's been his problem, in my opinion, is, you know, he'll shoot around par, maybe one over, one under, while other guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Putting up a 7-under, a 6-under on the first day, and then he's behind and he's playing from behind all the way. I'd like to really see him get out to a good first round tomorrow and make something of it, but I don't know if you have an explanation for him starting slow or cautious in the first round of his tournaments that he plays.
He's always kind of started slow. I mean, even the year that he shot the record, he shot 40 on the front nine. I mean, that's just kind of like in his DNA to start slow. But you're right, the combination now of his age and the fact that these players are better than they were when he was in his prime, you can't get that far behind the eight ball. It's hard to shoot 71 and a guy shoots 65, and then you make up their strokes, especially when the 65 is coming from Spieth or Fowler or Thomas or Koepka or one of these top-tier younger players.
Hey, Jeff, I thought Justin Thomas, I brought this up to Bob Herrick from ESPN yesterday. He was on with us. I thought Justin, you know, I really had some interesting things to say about, you know, over-respecting the golf course. And, you know, do you feel that way sometimes when you're playing certain courses? And how true do you think that is for other players, particularly at Augusta, where the psyche comes into play more often than not?
Well, I think it definitely happens at Augusta, for sure. Mm. You know, like the golf course is such a ceremonial facility that, you know, it's just hard for them not to, because you think about, you know, Arnie hit this shot, Jack hit this shot, you know, this happened, that happened. I mean, it's just, you know, it's difficult not to think about that. And I think when you play golf courses, you know, like even ones locally that, you know, like, Old Corkscrew, like, it always, like, before you tee off, you're thinking, man, this is going to be a rough day.
Yep. Got extra balls in the bag for that one,
but
right?
But how do you mentally block that out, Jeff, when you're playing certain courses? How do you get in tune, one with the ball, so to speak, or just block out the elements? How do you do it?
You just kind of got to find the center, and, you know, alcohol helps sometimes.
Yeah. Nice.
Hey, Jeff, you mentioned Jordan Spieth just a moment ago. He's been struggling to find his way again, but he always plays well here at Augusta. Do you look for him to have a nice bounce back round and maybe make a run at another major this weekend?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, I think a lot of people would like that, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, he wasn't really, you know, he's had spurts. He played kind of good in the first two rounds last week, but he hasn't played well and, you know, like been able to finish a tournament. And, you know, Augusta National is such a tough test, man. It'll bite you. He has some pretty heavy demons on the 12th hole. So, you know, you're not hitting it good, and you got, but these demons you're carrying, that could be disastrous.
Everybody was talking about, you know, this week, the changes at the fifth hole, longer, the bunkers are deep. Tiger said it's impossible to reach the green in regulation if you're hitting one of those bunkers because they're so deep. But have you been able to see it yet? And your thoughts on, and even if you haven't, your thoughts on the number five?
Yeah, it's definitely longer. And I know Chris would know, like, if you can imagine the fourth green, it's up and behind the fourth green. You know, the Augusta National has bought a tremendous amount of land over the last X amount of years, and that they've made new parking, and they've created, you know, new press facilities, and they've done all kinds of things. But now they bought some more land, and then we moved this tee back down. Basically, five that used to be a dog leg left is kind of a straight hole now, and long. Mm.
So do you have a favorite this weekend?
On my show on Sunday, I was wanting to go with Rory, but at the last minute, I slipped to Tiger. Hmm. And I kind of stand by that, although I was very impressed with Koepka today on the range. And I've been very impressed all week with Kevin Na, believe it or not. I watched him on a couple of range sessions and on the golf course, and he looks really good.
Yeah.
So he'd be my dark horse, Kevin Na.
Now, are you doing the show Sunday, or are you letting Andy go solo because you're not going to be back in time?
Oh, he's sitting behind me in the car right now. So we'll be back Friday afternoon.
So best of, maybe?
What's that?
Best of, maybe, on Sunday?
No, they're doing it.
No, we're going to do a show for sure.
Oh, good.
We're coming back Friday. We'll be back there.
All right, the only thing I can't get out of my head is what Tiger said yesterday. It's a really stupid thing. The only reason why I said it's stupid is because Chris falls into this category. When Tiger said, being tongue-in-cheek here, when he said, the most respectful people you'll ever play in front of. And then I think of Chris being there, and I don't agree.
Well, you know, for the most part, the patrons are very, very respectful and nice, and a lot of golf pros, golf course superintendents. But, yeah, you know, they occasionally let some people in, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. That's good. All right, Jeff, we'll have a good time. Tell Andy we said hello, and thank you for calling in. Appreciate your insight.
Thanks, Jeff.
No problem, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All
right, thank you. That awesome. Is Jeff Nixon, Jeff and Andy Scott. You can hear them here every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Play Golf Southwest Florida, and they're up there at Augusta.